and be on the air, man.
Welcome to the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm your host, Roger Fisher, the job of my co-host, Roy Fisher, here in just a second. I want to welcome everyone to our program. We've got a big, big, huge show for us. Celebrating a couple of things today. Our big two-year anniversary today, so happy two-year anniversary to us. We started our show 2 years ago talking about the preview for the NFL, and today we'll preview the NFL one more time. Once again, I also talk a little bit about the referee and the lockout, how that affects the NFL. Ryan Henry will join us later on in the show to talk about the real reason why the NFL has locked out the referees. A lot of stuff that a lot of people are not saying that needs to be said. And we'll preview the Cowboys and the Giants, which kick off tomorrow, kick off the season. So without further ado, we bring on the star of our show. The only reason why I even got into sports in the first place, the one and only, Mr. Roy Fisher. And how are you tonight, sir?
Well, what's going on right now? How are you?
How was that intro? The intro, okay?
That's you're getting better every week. Listen, in less than 24 hours, it will be determined whether the Dallas Cowboys have done anything to get better to beat the Giants. In less than 24 hours, we will kick off the start of this new season of football. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
You said it was our two-year anniversary?
Today is our two-year anniversary.
And,
2 years ago today, we started broadcasting.
The Cowboys hadn't got much better in 2 years. I just want to leave that with you.
That's cold.
I just want to leave that with you. 2 years, huh? That's great,
buddy. 2 years, man. 2 years, and it's been a great ride, and we're going on a whole bigger ride. Right now, those of you guys that are familiar with our show, of course, you can go to the website, rfsportsradio.com, to get all your sports and information. But now, what's a little bit different is you don't have to wait until Tuesday night or Thursday night to listen to us or even download it, which we still want you to do. But you don't have to download it if you don't want to, because we are now 24 hours, 7 days a week, sports talk from a fan's perspective. And I think we deserve a round of applause for that.
You're absolutely right. A great,
I don't hear anybody clapping, but I'm sure out there listening, someone's clapping right now.
And I hadn't slept since we started the 24-hour show. No,
I
I'm just joking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's been a lot of talking, huh?
Yeah, a lot of talking, yeah. 24 hours is hard to stay awake, too. I'm on my second day now.
I'm telling you.
But football season kicks off tomorrow, man. I mean, it was too hot today in Texas for me to fill in. And now you know you're supposed to get that brisk autumn breeze, you know, September, late September, you know, it gets cool around football season. Unfortunately, it's over 102 today, so I didn't get that kind of feeling. But
yeah,
just knowing that in less than 24 hours, we'd be kicking off for the regular season, no more preseason, no more practice, no more dress rehearsal. This is a real deal starting tomorrow night.
Yeah, I agree. It is the real deal starting tomorrow night. And we got to talk about
champions.
We're going to talk about that. We'll also get into, of course, the entire NFL, the NFL referees, everything else as well, too. Let me give everybody a description of what this whole 24-hour deal is all about. What we're going to do is collect the best sports content on the World Wide Web. And right now, you have a chance to listen to our show, of course. You can also listen to Asylum Fantasy Football, which they have a great show. We also listen to Right on Cue, The Mind of Madman, which is a basketball show. But we got a couple of new shows coming on board as well, too. We do have the E-Radio show, the Big E show.
Big E show. Yeah, great
show. Big
E
show's coming on, and that's a local show here in Dallas. We also have Not Yet Rated, which is a really funny show. It's a show about movies. You know, we got to have something to kind of break up all the monotony of sports. So they're going to be talking a lot about movies and stuff as well, too. And we got more shows, of course, being added as well, too. The Mavericks getting ready to start up in preseason here later on this month. And you guys can go to our website, rfsportsradio.com, and actually watch the Mavericks Media Day on September 28th. Go to the website, click on RFSN TV, watch the Media Day, and get to see what we see on a regular basis.
And actually, Rodney, you're absolutely right. They get to see the inside look of the Mavericks. You get to watch the whole press conference instead of snippets of it, you know, little tidbits, little teasers. We're going to show the whole thing from interviews to press conference. I'm talking about start to finish. And you're absolutely right. They get to see exactly what we see.
Yeah, they get to see everything that we see, which is pretty nice, I think. Pretty nice way to go. Now, of course, on top of that, we have some live events coming up. DeSoto High School football is back, of course. They got a win this Friday. We got a chance to interview Coach Claude Mathis. We'll be playing that later this week, and also you can catch that on the website as well. Now, they're going to have a game coming up against Jinx, Oklahoma, but following that week on September 15th, we have a huge announcement to make. We will be broadcasting the Lone Star Football Classic. And if you guys don't know what that is, it's a collection of some of the top teams in Texas high school football.
Well,
three back-to-back games.
Yeah, you know, not only Texas, we got a team from Miami, two local teams, Powerhouse here, DeSoto and Cedar Hill. And it's another team, Stevensville, where's the other team from? Miami. So, actually, some of the best teams in the country are going to be here. And, man, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be broadcasted live on RF Sports Radio. And then, of course, it's September 15th. And, again, the Mavericks Media Day will be September 28th, which you can watch that live as well, too. So we got a big month coming up, and October is even bigger. So, you know, we got a really big thing coming up. So I want to thank everyone for making this 2-year anniversary. It's been a great ride, and we got an even bigger ride to go, I would say, anyway.
Yes.
Let's talk a little football real quick, Royce. Let's go ahead and jump right into it. Let's start our show this way. We started our show 2 years ago, talking about the NFL, making picks, who's going to do what. What are the standings going to be? What are going to be? What's going to be the teams winning their divisions? Let's jump right into it, if we can, and talk a little bit about the divisions. You want to start with the AFC or the NFC? Which way you want to go?
Let's start with the NFC North.
Oh, the NFC North.
Get it out of the way.
You got Chicago, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota. Of course, Green Bay won that division last year. People thought they were going to go back to the Super Bowl. That didn't work out. They lost to the Giants in the playoffs at home in Green Bay. We know what Chicago's done. They kind of built their offense a little bit. They got Matt Forte back. They also went ahead and got I can't think of the guy's name. What's his name? The wide receiver guy.
Jody Nelson?
Why can I not think his name? Cutler. And why can I not think of the guy's name? Played with Miami last year.
Brandon Lloyd?
Not Brandon Lloyd. Played with Miami last year. Now he's going to be a Chicago Bear. Him and Cutler played together in Denver before. Been in and out of trouble.
The wide receiver, Brandon Lloyd?
No, it's not Brandon Lloyd.
It's Brandon somebody. I can't think, man. You got me. I'm thinking about the North. I'm finna make my pick.
Let me finish. Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm going to find this guy's name. I'm going to find his name here. I don't know why I cannot think about it, but I know who I'm talking about. What is this guy's name? Anyway, go ahead. While I'm looking up the guy's name, I cannot believe I lost this guy's name. I can see his face. I can remember him as a player, but cannot think of the guy's name. If you know the guy's name, send us a tweet right now. Let us know what the guy's name is. But go ahead, Russ. I'll let you make your pick and let me know how this division is going to shape up.
Well, Rodney, you almost had to go with the Packers. You know, the defense should be better. You know what I mean? You have Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks, basically the same team They were 15-1 last year. I got to go with Green Bay.
You going to go with Green Bay to win this one?
Of course.
Are you sure about that?
They were 15-1, but one game away from going on, moving forward. Basically the same team. And you got one of the best passes in the league, and the defense is better. And, you know, they were one game away from the playoffs.
You know what, though? It's just something about this NFC North. It seems like it's always another team to win it. You had the Bears win it. Then, of course, the Green Bay Packers came back and won it last year. You know what I think, man? I think I'm going to have to go with – it's going to shock a few people. I'm going with the
because
Bears. I'm going with the Bears to win the NFC North. I've got the Green Bay Packers finishing second, Detroit third, and Minnesota, of course, last. I think Detroit's actually
I have the Packers, Detroit, then Chicago. I'm going to tell you why I didn't pick Chicago second. You know, last year Cutler got hurt because they couldn't protect him. I don't think that they're going to be able to protect him that much better this year.
I think they'll do a better job of protecting him. I think they will do a better job.
And he's yet to be proven to me so far. So I'm going to go with a proven winner, which is Aaron Rodgers.
I like the Bears. I like what they've done.
What has Cutler done? What has Jay Cutler done?
Jay Cutler's he's made it to the NFC Championship game, and of course he didn't play the whole game.
Right. Right.
But
Until he wins one, I'll pick him. But Aaron Rodgers has won a Super Bowl. He's won a playoff game. They were one game away, 15-1 record. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bears to win the NFC North. I think, you know what, last year you had two teams out of the NFC North that made the playoffs. You know, you got to wonder, are three teams going to make the playoffs this time around? So the Bears started out really, really hot until everybody got hurt last year.
And you don't think Detroit's a better team?
You know what? Detroit is a good team, but we're going to wait.
Megatron.
I'm going to wait and see what they can do. I'm going to wait and see. I'm going to wait and see what they can do.
Okay. That's your pick. So let me hear your pick again.
I'm going with Chicago.
Green Bay,
Detroit, Minnesota.
Okay, I'm going with Green Bay, Detroit, Chicago, Minnesota.
Okay, man, you got Chicago finishing third. I got them finishing first. So let's move on to the NFC South. Carolina, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, ATL. What say you, Mr. Fisher?
I got to go with Atlanta. I think Atlanta has gotten better. They've always been a good team, never could get over the hump. I'm going to go with Atlanta finishing on top of this division.
You going with Atlanta to win the NFC South?
Yep.
Are you just discounting the Saints? You don't think the Saints are going to...
Well, the Saints are in disarray. Normally I would pick the Saints if Coach came back, some of the players, but you know, what they went through this season, not picking up Drew Brees late, you know, and a lot of guys being suspended. What the city went through just a couple of weeks ago, I do have hope for them, but I can't see them being the same team they were last year without the coach.
Well, I just find it hard to believe that you're going to count the Saints out, you know.
I'm going with Atlanta. They got two great receivers. A decent quarterback. Defense has gotten much, much better. They got some fillings and some boys on defense. I think Atlanta's going to be better with their receivers. I just think Atlanta's going to be better.
Well, you got Atlanta win the NFC South. Give me Atlanta to win the NFC South, too. I think I'm going to ride that train as well, too. I got Atlanta win the NFC South. I'm agreeing with you. I got Atlanta win the NFC South. New Orleans coming in second. Then I got Carolina in third, and I've got Tampa Bay in fourth. They're rebuilding in Tampa Bay. It's going to take them a little longer than what I think to really get on board there in Tampa Bay.
Well, we know if Cam Newton has a year like he did last year, they might just end up in that second spot.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you think that they have a chance to make the playoffs this year, or do they make the playoffs this year?
I think they do, simply by the fact of his play. They have improved somewhat. They do have a decent running back now to go along with the passing game. And if they let Cam Newton be Cam Newton, I don't see any reason why they couldn't finish ahead of the Saints.
Ahead of the Saints?
Yeah, I think it's going to be off year for us. I just had a stinking feeling, man, with all that, everything they went through this summer. You know, you talked about it, you know, Drew Brees not being signed, you know, coming in late. I think this team is still in a little bit disarray, and it was a big impact on this team, what happened to them this past summer. So I don't think they rebound from that.
Wow. I got Atlanta winning. I just don't think Carolina is going to finish out better than New Orleans. I think some kind of way is just going to happen. And when they're faced with adversity like they have been before, we usually get the best out of New Orleans. And let's not forget that they'll get their interim head coach back after six games. It may even be sooner, you know, if they end up trying to appeal it, which I don't think they will, not this late in the season. But, again, I think that when they face adversity, they always find a way somehow to pull it out, some kind of way.
And part of that was coaching. And without your head coach, the whole year, you do lose something.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay.
That's
John
over to the NFC.
I tell you, you lose something.
That's over to the NFC West, starting with Seattle, San Francisco, who ran away with it last year. St. Louis and Arizona. This, I think we can agree, San Francisco, right? Unless you want to do something different.
Yeah, I can't see anybody beating San Francisco in the West. Got to go to San Francisco. And a healthy Frank Gore, a healthy team. Randy Moss.
They got Brandon Jacobs, too. So, you know, he's going to help
Randy
out with the
Moss.
Running game as well. They got LaMichael James.
Right.
So they got some
Frank
help
Gore,
in there.
Top rusher. Alex Smith is coming to his own. You got to go to San Francisco. And I'm going to pick Seattle second.
Yeah, I got Seattle second, too.
I think Seattle is going to surprise a lot of people this year.
How good is Seattle going to be?
Well, I think they're going to be pretty good. I believe in Pete Carroll. I don't know why I don't believe in him, because he took a bunch. You know, since he's been there, they hadn't been the most dominant team, but he took a bad team and made them pretty good.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. I think the guys like playing for him, too. I really think he brings that college atmosphere, you know.
Yeah, but does that work? Does that translate to the pros?
But so far it has. He's not on the bubble.
Well, that's true.
Right. There's a lot of more coaches on the bubble. Other than him, he's not one of them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. This whole thing with Russell Wilson starting, I mean, how long do you think it's going to last? You think he'll make it the entire season?
That's a good question. I think the guy has talent. He, you know, he could be. You're only as good as your offensive line. So if these guys can protect him, if he doesn't get hurt, and the receivers step up, you have still Lynch in the backfield. So I think they're going to be okay.
And what's funny is you got St. Louis and Arizona in that division, and neither one of them, I don't know if either one of them may win a game.
Yeah. when you get down to those two teams, it's a coin flip, heads or tails, either one of those two. I really don't see anything coming out of Arizona. I feel so sorry for Larry Fitzgerald. He was
right
on my fantasy team last year, and he killed me. I mean, he killed me. He really did. The great receiver on a bad team, man. And I know he wished Kurt Warner was back.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Well, we're not going to jump into the NFC East just yet. We're going to save that for last in the program when we talk about the Cowboys versus the Giants. So let's take a quick break, Royce. When we come back, we'll get into the AFC side of things and more sports talk, of course, to come. You're tuning in to RF Sports Radio, RF Sports Radio.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website and you need more customers, advertise with the fastest growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
Get ready for one of the biggest high school football classics. It's the second annual Lone Star Sports Big Lots High School Football Classic, presented by Von Miller. Saturday, September 15th, Game 1, Stephenville versus Ozen Beaumont. Game 2, Cedar Hill versus Booker T. Washington of Miami, Florida. Game 3, DeSoto versus Trinity Ulis. One ticket gets you into all three games. Saturday, September 15th at John Kincaid Stadium. Gates open at 12. Tickets at the schools and LoneStar-Sports.com. Don't miss the second annual Lone Star Sports Big Lots High School Football Classic. Stephenville versus Ozen Beaumont, Cedar Hill versus Booker T. Washington of Miami, Florida. Then the game you've been waiting for, Trinity Ulis, with a number of state championship titles, playing DeSoto with some of the speediest high school players.
He gets a little more, and he's going for the touchdown!
Saturday, September 15th at John Kincaid Stadium. Gates open at 12. For more info, click LoneStar-Sports.com. It's the second annual Lone Star Sports Big Lots High School Football Classic, presented by Von Miller. Be there!
Be there! Be there.
Big Lots, big savings.
We are back. DeSoto Eagles football is back on RF Sports Radio. Starting August 31st, tune in to RF Sports Radio to hear live Texas high school football action. Coach Claude Mathis returns to lead the Texas football powerhouse on another big season. The electric Dez White and Oregon recruit Dontre Wilson lead a high-powered, high-scoring offense. And hear it all right here on RFSportsRadio.com. It all starts August 31st as the DeSoto Eagles take on Arlington Martin right there in Arlington, Texas. Tune in live for RFSportsRadio.com for live DeSoto Eagles football action only here.
Welcome everyone back to our program, RF Sports Radio, rfsportsradio.com. Let me bring Royce back on here real quick. Got to talking about the NFC real fast. Just to recap what we've already talked about, I've got Chicago winning the NFC North. You had Green Bay. We both have Atlanta winning the NFC South. Although you have Carolina finishing out better than New Orleans. I got New Orleans over Carolina for second. NFC West, I think we both know San Francisco is going to win that division, but Seattle is going to be a good team there as well, too. We'll bypass the NFC East and jump to the AFC East with the Patriots, the Bills, the Dolphins, and the Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Here's my pick. No question about it. I didn't have to think about this twice. I'm going with the Patriots, which is the best team in that division. I got Buffalo second. I got the Jets third and Miami fourth. I don't see anything coming out of Miami. The disarray rookie quarterback. The Jets, I think, are all talk. They have great defense, but defense don't always win games. The Buffalo Bills are Fred Jackson in the backfield, great Fitzpatrick quarterback. But the Patriots, Tom Brady, Wes Welker, Gronkowski, nowhere in the world they lose that division.
I got the Patriots winning this division, too. You know, if you look at what they've done in the preseason, you could really say this is the worst division in football, which
yeah,
is funny.
Yeah, and the Jets haven't done anything in preseason. I haven't seen anything out of the Jets.
If you look at their preseason record for this particular division, they are 1-19. 1-19 in this division.
I can see the Patriots. They didn't play Tom Brady in, what, two games?
Well, 1-15, excuse me, 1-15.
Yeah. Well, he played, what, one game, maybe
right.
Two quarters?
Maybe one series at the most, knowing him.
Right, yeah, so, you know, a healthy Tom Brady, yeah, I'll take him any day.
Well, I've got the Patriots running away with this one also, but in second place for me, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say that
Well, I would say Miami gets second.
Are you picking Miami over Buffalo?
I think Miami gets second.
Are you serious?
But you know what, though? To me, I think Buffalo's going to finish last in the division. You know, I just have some strange feeling they're going to finish it last in that division. The Jets are kind of the anomaly team. I don't know if it's going to be Tebow's team. They're going to figure out how to win with Tebow and Sanchez. I don't know. I mean, that's the biggest I don't know of the year, as far as I can say.
Right. So you have Buffalo second?
No, give me the Dolphins second. How about that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Have you been watching Hard Knocks?
Give me the Dolphins second.
Have you not been watching Hard Knocks?
Give me the Dolphins second. Give me the Jets third. And give me the Bills last.
Listen, the Dolphins have having a revolving door of quarterbacks and coaches. And this is his first year. Nothing stable on that team. You're starting a rookie quarterback. Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Give me the Dolphins second. Give me the Patriots first.
Fred Jackson.
Yep, I know who he is. I've heard of him.
One of the best running backs in the AFC.
I've heard of him. Yes, I have. I've heard of him. But I still think that Buffalo's not going to be able to do it for some reason. Yeah, I still think Buffalo.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't agree with that one.
I know you don't. A lot of people.
We might put the money on that one. Okay. We're going where?
Let's jump to the AFC North. How about that? Let's go with one of the toughest divisions in football. You got Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Cleveland. Go ahead and give me Baltimore to win this one. Give me Cincinnati to finish second and Pittsburgh third, Cleveland fourth.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not going to knock him.
You got Cincinnati over Pittsburgh, too, or are you sure about that?
I switch that back. I'm going to take Pittsburgh only because Ben has won a Super Bowl. They know how to win. But I'm thinking the Ravens, Pittsburgh, then Cincinnati.
Give me the Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, and then Cleveland.
You picking the Bengals over the Steelers?
I sure am. Picking the Bengals over the Steelers. And you know what? This division had three playoff teams last year, and
wow,
they could have three playoff teams this coming up year, too. You never know.
Yeah, and Joe Flacco has been playing great. I think the guy's really coming into his own. Ray Rice, I mean, you got veterans there. This is really their last hurrah. I look for them to make a push. Last run for the championship.
It's just that running game for Pittsburgh bothers me for some reason. That it's just that whole running game situation is. I'm not feeling that. I'm just not feeling that whole running game situation.
And then after they fell apart in Denver,
right?
I saw the offensive line not getting Ben as much protection as he normally do. I know he has a way of getting away from the pass rush,
right?
But I mean, how long can he do this? You know.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's a powerful team like Baltimore. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I said the same thing, too. Let's jump to the AFC South. Tennessee with Jake Locker at the helm. Houston with Matt Schaub returning. Jacksonville and the Indianapolis Colts with Andrew Luck.
Give me your pick.
I got Houston first. Then I've got the Indianapolis Colts, number two, Tennessee Titans, three, and Jacksonville, four.
Wow. I agree with that for the last two. I'm going to go with Houston. Of course, now I look for Houston to make the playoffs.
Yeah, of course they're going to make the playoffs.
He's a run for the Super Bowl this year. I think the Colts are going to be better. Andrew Luck, I like what I saw in him in preseason. Good replacement.
You think he'll be better than Tennessee is the question.
Yeah. And then I'm going Jacksonville and going Tennessee last.
Yeah, I think we're both on board with that. I think, how good do you think a career Andrew Luck is going to have? Well, I say season. How good of a season do you think Andrew Luck is going to have?
I think the guy can throw. I mean, he reminds me a lot of Peyton Manning. His first pass was a touchdown, right?
Right.
Just like Peyton Manning did. lot of similarities. I think the guy's great leadership. Still have Reggie Wayne. I think they're going to have a great defense. Defense has gotten a lot better. Got a great receiver in Austin Collier. I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think you hit the nail on the head with that one. It's going to be interesting, man, to see both of these guys. I mean, how these rookie quarterbacks and the lead.
Yeah,
which
one is going to step up?
You know, I think Andrew Luck is safe. I think RG3 is going to be safe. Tannehill is who I'm really looking at, and also Russell Wilson is who I'm looking at, too. And having Jack Locker handle having, you know, everything on him and playing Gabbard. And, you know, it's going to be a good season, you know, to watch some of these young quarterbacks and see what they do. You know, is Josh Freeman going to take a step forward finally, you know, with the new head coach and different teammates? You know, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with these quarterbacks this year, I think.
Yeah, I think Andrew Luck and RG3 are going to be franchise quarterbacks. So I think they even get a bye this year, even if they don't do great.
Yeah.
Because they are franchise quarterbacks.
Let's jump to the AFC West. San Diego, Denver, Oakland, Kansas City.
Wow. Let's see. Oh, man, I don't like picking San Diego because, you know, they two up and down.
Well, don't pick them.
I'm going to go with the Broncos. Because I like Peyton Manning. I think the great defense, anchored by Von Miller, a local DeSoto guy. They beat some teams with Tebow. And now that they do have a quarterback, I think the Broncos are going to really surprise. This is my surprise pick of the season right here, the Denver Broncos.
That's a surprise pick, and they made the playoffs last year.
No. They made the playoffs with Tim Tebow. And we know he wasn't a great passer. But that 80-yard pass to win to beat Pittsburgh really did it. After that, they went to New England and got their butt whooped. Man, after that, it just really, you can pick anybody after that. But I'm going to go with San Diego, Kansas City, Oakland, last. So I'm going with Denver, San Diego, Kansas City, and Oakland.
Give me Denver. Oakland, I'm sorry, Denver, Kansas City, Oakland, San Diego.
I pick San Diego only because everybody's healthy.
Well, you know, in San Diego, that doesn't last. When does that ever last in San Diego?
That's true. But
when
I think North Turner's on the hot seat. I think he's really on the hot seat this year. I think they'll play better just to keep him there. And you always have Phillip Rivers. He always, you know, if he's on your fantasy team, he's going to get your points. Of course, now he can take away points with his interception. But he's still Phillip Rivers. He's still a threat. So I'm going with San Diego in second over Oakland. Oakland never really showed me anything. They're great players, but I just don't see it.
So you think San Diego's going to be better than Kansas City?
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm not sure about Kansas City.
That's interesting.
But
if
everybody on that team stays healthy, I can see them winning. But Matt Castle hadn't really showed me a whole lot.
Hmm. Interesting. Well,
has he showed you a lot?
No, he hasn't showed me that much, but.
Right.
I to a degree, but they get Jamal Charles back. They got a decent running game. They got a decent defense. They got one of the best home field advantages in the NFL.
That's true.
So
and they have to stay healthy. That's why I say I put the question mark. They stay healthy. I will put them ahead of San Diego. But I hate putting San Diego in this spot. I just don't trust them.
That's interesting. I like the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs will finish second in that division. So let's recap real fast where we are. NFC North, we've got Chicago winning. NFC South, I've got Atlanta. We both got Atlanta. I'm sorry, NFC North, you got Green Bay. NFC South, we both have Atlanta. NFC West, we've got San Francisco. AFC East, we got New England. AFC North, both have Baltimore. AFC South, Houston. And AFC West, we both have Denver making it as well, too. So let's take it. Let's go ahead and talk about the NFC East before we take a break. Philadelphia, Dallas, Washington, and New York, of course, who they get ready to match up tomorrow, New York and Dallas. So first of all, who do you think is going to win this division? This is the answer I've been waiting to hear from you for all off season on this one.
Well, I know you have, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to get a nod to the Giants simply by the fact that they are the Super Bowl champs until somebody beat them. And I know who the last nine games they played Dallas, they won seven of them. So I'm going with the Giants, number one. I think Dallas will be better than 8-8. I'm going to give them 9-7, possibly 10-6. I'm going to go Philadelphia and then Washington.
Okay, here we go. Give me Dallas to win the division.
How did I know you were going to pick them?
Give me Dallas to win the division. Give me Philadelphia to finish second. Giants third. And Washington finish fourth.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I think Philadelphia's going to be great this year. For some reason, I think they're going to be good. They'll make the playoffs. And I think Dallas will make the playoffs as well, too.
Well, we you know, let's take a break because we're going to talk about this. And let me give you one statistic. No team coming off a Super Bowl victory has ever lost their first opening game. Let's go to commercial. We're going to talk about this when you come back.
All right. All right.
You know, New York is favored by four.
We'll talk about it. Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back. Listen to RF Sports Radio, rfsportsradio.com.
Get ready. It's the second annual Lone Star Sports Big Lots High School Football Classic presented by Von Miller. Saturday, September 15th, Game 1, Stephenville versus Ozen Beaumont. Game 2, Cedar Hill versus Booker T. Washington of Miami, Florida. Game 3, DeSoto versus Trinity Ulis. One ticket gets you into all three games. Saturday, September 15th at John Kincaid Stadium. Gates open at 12. Tickets at the schools and LoneStar-Sports.com. Don't miss the second annual Lone Star Sports Big Lots High School Football Classic. Big Lots, big savings.
What's up out there with it, world?
What's up,
it's your boy Chosen. Man, and I'm back in the building, you dig? And for all of y'all that haven't already done it, you know what I'm saying? Go out there and join IcebreakerProductions.com right now. Support your favorite ICE artist right now. You know what I'm saying? Get a ringtone, get a t-shirt, buy the calendar right now. You can even pick up a teddy bear. You know what I'm talking about? We got everything.
Got everything.
Every Wednesday, y'all need to be checking out the Icebreaker Radio Show at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
7 p.m.
When you hear it, IcebreakerProductions.com.
Already.
You know what I'm saying? Scroll down to about the middle of the page and click on the player and you got us. You know what I'm saying? And if that ain't working for you, hop on iTunes and listen to us on the podcast. I ain't tripping. You know, you can get us on anywhere. And if you really want to know what's going down at all times with Icebreaker Productions, you got to follow us on Twitter at Icebreaker Radio. And if
right
you're a Facebook
now
lover, hit us up, Icebreaker Productions. You know
right
what they do.
Now.
And for all of y'all that like them live, fresh videos, you know you can follow us on the YouTube channel, Chosen972.
Right
if
now.
If you're still in the old school and, you know what I'm saying, you still on MySpace, hit us up, 972. We ain't tripping. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and hop into this album, the reason that you're hearing my voice.
Uh-huh.
You like one of these artists, you know what I'm saying? So get your jam on, get your lean on.
Yeah.
And I'll be back at you later on in the future with more ICE announcements. Already.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest-growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
Get ready for one of the biggest high school football classics. It's the second annual Lone Star Sports Big Lots High School Football Classic, presented by Von Miller. Saturday, September 15th, Game 1, Stephenville versus Ozen Beaumont. Game 2, Cedar Hill versus Booker T. Washington of Miami, Florida. Game 3, DeSoto versus Trinity Euless. One ticket gets you into all three games. Saturday, September 15th at John Kincaid Stadium. Gates open at 12. Tickets at the schools and LoneStar-Sports.com. Don't miss the second annual Lone Star Sports Big Lots High School Football Classic. Stephenville versus Ozen Beaumont. Cedar Hill versus Booker T. Washington of Miami, Florida. Then the game you've been waiting for. Trinity Euless with a number of state championship titles. Playing DeSoto with some of the speediest high school players.
He gets a little more, and he's going for the touchdown!
Saturday, September 15th at John Kincaid Stadium. Gates open at 12. For more info, click LoneStar-Sports.com. It's the second annual Lone Star Sports Big Lots High School Football Classic, presented by Von Miller. Be there!
Be there! Be there.
Big Lots, big savings.
Welcome back, everyone, to the show, RF Sports Radio, RFSportsRadio.com. I want to remind everyone you can follow us on Twitter by going to Twitter.com/RFSportsRadio. Also, listen to our 24-hour live sports talk on the web, RFSportsRadio.com. And if you have a mobile device, go to TuneIn Radio, the TuneIn Radio app, and look up RFSN to find us there. So, big things. Again, we're celebrating our 2-year anniversary. 2 years ago today, we started broadcasting with a show just like this when our NFL preview show was our first show that we ever did. And since then, I've been unable to take this guy. So without further ado, back to the program, Mr. Roy Fisher.
Well, Rodney.
Yeah, I gave you 2 introductions today, man. Is it okay?
Are we all right now? I think this is a setup because we got to talk about this New York Giants-Dallas Cowboy game. Okay, you know, as much as I want to root for Dallas, it's hard for me to do it because they're too inconsistent in division games and playoff games. You know, that's one of the reasons. And I don't know how many times I've thrown stuff in my TV because I've been upset with their play. Now, I thought about this long and hard today. I sat down and I wrote down the things that I see and my reason why I think the Giants are going to win.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to sit here and listen to this?
Yeah, and then you can count them. You know, we can go line by line. You know, the number one thing that the Giants' calling card is the pass rush. And Dallas' front line right now is too inconsistent. We know they have holes. We got new guys in there trying to fill in. We know they didn't do anything about the center position. I don't think anybody got to feel right tackle. They got guys switching over. I think they're too inconsistent. I saw some holes. And penalties. They are probably the second most penalized team in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
For those two reasons and many more, it's one reason why. The Giants have won 2 Super Bowls. Dallas Cowboys haven't won any. I think the Giants are mentally tougher than the Cowboys. And you know what I mean when I say mentally tough? Because when the game's on the line, these guys step up. I hadn't seen it with the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Now, another reason is Victor Cruz. Mars Claiborne is a rookie. As good as he is, he can run with the receiver, but I think he cannot stick Victor Cruz. 1,500 yards. He tied for first place in total touchdowns with 6. He led the league in third down reception. I don't think Claiborne is going to have a chance against Victor Cruz.
Hmm.
A 70-cent passer rating when other teams rush 5 rushes. And we know Dallas is going to be rushing 5 guys. But Eli Manning has a 70% completion rating when other teams rush 5 or more guys, which is a good statistic. And they came in second in the most sacks in the NFL.
And for that reason, I'm giving the nod to the Giants. Also, it's on the night when they're going to raise the championship banner in New York with the home field advantage, the crowd behind them. And the last two games they played, Dallas, Eli Manning was 51-80 for 746 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 1 interception. And his quarterback rating on those two games was 109.7, the highest I've seen in a two-game series. That's the reason why I'm giving a nod to the Giants.
Well, I hear your argument, my friend.
I pick with my mind, not my heart. Now, I know you're going to pick with your heart.
I'm going to of course, I'm going to pick from the heart, but I'm going to pick from the mind as well, too. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to pick from
now
the mind as well,
argument.
Too. I'm going to say this. The Cowboys are going to win this game, and I'm going to tell you why. Okay? They're going to win because it's a different Cowboys team. I believe that.
I hear this every year.
Let me finish. If you look at what happened to them last year, okay, the part of the team that really fell apart last year was the defense. I mean, the offense overcame a lot of injuries. Tony Romo had his best season statistically throwing the football as a quarterback. Highest quarterback rating he had was last year. The offense was coming along. Of course, they had a bunch of injuries, but that defense is what let them down. They had a chance. They had this division locked up until they had the two losses to the Giants, of course. And we know what happened in the last loss. It was the defense making the penalty mistakes and everything that they've done. And so far this preseason, the side of the ball that I've seen the most improvements upon has been the defense. From the secondary to what they've done. Let me finish. The defense is a lot better,
right,
and they'll be able to handle Eli Manning and that offense that the Giants have.
Okay. They didn't lose the game because of the defense last year. They lost the game because Miles Austin and Tony Romo didn't connect on that pass, which would have won the game.
The defense made a lot of mistakes.
But you have... And the receivers let you down last year, too. And you have a hurt receiving core. Miles Austin hadn't played in 2 years or two seasons. Dez Bryant hadn't played a full season yet. And you got Jason Witten out. How is Dallas going to move the ball without Jason Witten? And how is that going to affect the play calling with no Jason Witten?
You're going to see some guys step up. You're going to see Hannah step up in the tight end spot. You're going to see Ogletree step up. You're going to see Harris step up. You're going to see guys step up, and the defense is going to keep the game close enough to give them a chance to win the game. The defense is and you saw it yourself in preseason. The defense looked really good. They looked really good in preseason.
They look really great, and I do agree with that. They're better the second year for Rob Ryan's defense. I think the guys are grasping. They do have players in place to do that. But do you actually think Morris Claiborne can stick Victor Cruz? That's a weakness, right? Do you actually think you're starting
to
rookie cornerback?
I don't think I think 101, he can run with Victor Cruz. He may not be able to stick up this hit.
Right.
But that's why we have a secondary scheme I think is going to work. With the safeties that we have, with Sensabaugh, with the help that, you know, Brandon Carr's going to be able to control his side of the field and won't have to worry about going over there to give him additional help. That's why I think that they have a chance to win it. Look at the other side of the ball. You talk about how the wide receivers that we have are hurt. The secondary for the Giants is depleted. Everyone's hurt from the secondary of the Giants. So we'll be able to throw the ball on them. We can control the pass rush of the Giants by running the ball effectively with DeMarco Murray. If we can get him some touches and get him running the ball, that'll keep everybody at bay to play the run, and then we can go over the top of the pass. They don't have anybody to defend the receivers.
Ronnie, you talking about the best defensive line in the league with your depleted offensive line, and they're better against the run than they are against the pass. So, you know, if you can't run the ball, you're going to have to throw it without hit Tony Romo's favorite target, Jason Witten, not in there. That's going to throw him off. I know he's going to have other guys to throw to, but his favorite target by far is who?
Jason Witten. We know that.
Right. And without Jason Witten, I think that's going to really hurt Dallas far as moving the ball. And like I said, they pass rush is the calling card. And these guys are healthy. And we saw the offensive line. And Dallas is, like, when I talk about mentally tough, I'm talking about the mental mistakes that Dallas makes. And this is a big game in New York City. And with the crowd there, they're going to raise the banner that night. And Jerry's been talking trash. They posted all this on the bulletin board. And the Dallas, this is, be honest, the Giants own Dallas.
Well,
7 out of 9, I think they own Dallas.
I still think Dallas is going to win. So I still think Dallas is going to win. I know you try to convince me. I know you're trying to talk me off the ledge.
I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just stating my argument why I didn't pick Dallas.
I'm telling you my argument why I picked Dallas. So there you go.
I think your heart's in it. And like I said, I want to root for Cowboys. But they remind me lately of what Tiger Woods been doing. You know,
oh,
you root for Tiger.
Come on,
he shows up, and, you know, they're too inconsistent, you know.
But speaking of Tiger Woods, you know, he did become the first golfer to make $100 million. So.
Well, Jerry is probably the first owner to spend $100 million. So that's what you're comparing?
No, that's not what I'm comparing.
Right. But listen, it's going to be a big test for Dallas. I tell you what, if they can start off the season beating the Giants, that's going to say a lot. That does give them a chance to win the division.
Okay, if they start out beating the Giants, then what?
But Dallas has two rivalries in this division, one of them being the Philadelphia Eagles, the other one being the New York Giants. So not only do they have to get by the Giants, which is at the top of the division, which has owned this division the last 10 years, either Dallas or the Giants both have owned this division. But I think you're getting a different Michael Vick. He said he's focused. He said the time is now. And they do have a lot of weapons on their team. They hate Dallas, just like the Giants hate Dallas. And if they don't win any other game this year, if they beat Dallas, they're happy. So
yeah.
I think this is really a tough division because you got two rivals in that division, New York and Philadelphia.
Well, you can say that. You can say that. But I still think that Dallas is going to win the division.
So you got your hopes on Tony Romo.
Yeah, I got my hopes.
Defeated the receiving core.
I got my hopes on him. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm doing everything. A running game
where you can't count on one guy to go take you 16 games.
Yes,
putting your hopes on all that. Any other Dallas running backs, other than Marion Barber, ever done a whole season?
Yeah, I'm putting everything on
there. I think
Marion
Barber was the last one to do 16 games. Am I right?
You're probably right.
You're probably right, man.
But I'm still looking forward to this. As the season as a whole, Royce, you know, what are you looking forward to this season? Now that football's back, you know, is it something you're looking forward to? Something that surprises that we can expect? What's going to be the storyline? Of course, Tim Tebow stole a lot of headlines last year, but what's going to be the storyline this year?
The story I want to see on the headlines tomorrow or either this weekend, Sunday, and I think it's going to be the biggest thing, the impact of the whole season, is bringing the referees back. Man, because what I saw in the preseason, I don't know if I could take it from 16 weeks. And I know it may take these guys 16 weeks to finally get it right. But I don't want to see that. I don't want that to be a deterrent, you know, changes the outcome of a game. I know they have reviews and all that. But these guys are not the greatest ones. I mean, these other guys were NFL trained. They spot stuff in the trenches. You know, you can do stuff to a guy that they have never seen before. They don't know what to look for.
Right,
you know,
right.
And a lot of calls, I know they called wrong. One guy punt hit, didn't even go over the end zone, and they called it a touchback. You know, just little calls that they're missing. And I don't know if that's going to slow the game down, that's going to kill some guys' rhythm, because they're going to review a lot of stuff, because a lot of stuff is going to be questionable.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's going to mess up the rhythm of the game. I don't know if it's going to mess up the outcome of the game. But what I want to see is the NFL referees come back.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, because our one of our writers, Ryan Henry, wrote a great piece about the NFL referees. We're hoping to have him come on today. And let me give you an excerpt from, of course, if you want to read the whole article, go to rfsportsradio.com, read the whole article there. But this is what he said, the real reason why the referees are not going to be not going to be calling the game, especially the game tomorrow night. He says, right now, referees get paid about $3,000 per game, with some of the referees making up to $140,000 per year. So the NFL wants to increase the number of available NFL-approved referees and replace the pension that was part of the CBA that negotiated back in 2006 and put in place a defined contribution 401k value somewhere between $16,000 to $22,000. That the league is citing a downturning economic environment, which is the same argument they use against the players. These numbers should seem low. In 2011, the NFL grossed $9 billion of revenue. That's billion with a B. Why then are they arguing about what would the amount of less than 1% of their revenue? Because it isn't about the money.
Right.
Instead, what this holdout is really about is the NFL telling the referees that they are a dime a dozen. And if they don't want to work, they will find someone who will. The NFL wants their referees to feel replaceable. They want them to know their place. Interesting article, man.
Yeah, that's a good piece. And you're
article.
Right. They're not asking for a whole lot, you know, and it's part of the collective agreement. But you got to look what you had on the field and what you got on the field. Now, it's a big difference. I don't think the players respect them. I don't think the fans respect them. I don't think the coaches are going to respect them. I think they're going to be hard on these guys. They're going to give them hell. And I don't think we're going to see the best officiating that we deserve, or the players deserve, you know, in the National Football League.
No, I don't think so, too. I think it's going to be a big storyline, especially for upcoming. Well, we got a chance to preview the entire NFL for this season. Talk about the Cowboys and Giants coming up tomorrow. Now, we'll have a show
big
on
game.
Thursday night. Show on Thursday will be our pick show, which will pick all the games coming up for the weekend, both college and also NFL as well, too. Royce, happy two-year anniversary, man. It's been a great ride, man. Maybe we can do two more years. You never know.
Well, listen, let's hopefully that you can retire this job and do 30 years. So I'm glad to have 2 years on that belt. I'm looking for 20 to 30 more. So,
well,
20
to 30 more may be pushing it for me.
Well, you got to do something the rest of your life.
What better way to
end your old age talking sports? Sports
yeah.
have always been a part of my life.
That'd be a good idea. You're probably right. Probably a good idea. We thank everyone for tuning in. Of course, check us out on Thursday. Do our NFL picks. Also, make sure you go to the website, rfsportsradio.com. And until next time, thank everyone for making our two-year anniversary everything it's supposed to be. Thank for all of our writers, all of our podcasters that are part of the network now. Until next time, guys, sports talk from a fan's perspective, RF Sports Radio, rfsportsradio.com.